Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Seated. All the children, please come forward.
Please come join me. All the children, please come forward. Come on up. Come on up. Have a seat. Find a spot. Everybody got a spot? Just about. Have a seat. Hello, my friend. You want to sit right here? Okay. Come on up. Come on up. You going to sit back here, Noah? Okay. You going to sit? Okay, come on up, Ava. See? All right. Are we just about ready? Yeah, come on up. Find a spot. Everyone is welcome. So good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. This morning, I'm going to retell the gospel story that we just heard Deacon Joe read. And I'm going to use some of my own words. And while I'm telling the story, I want you to pretend that these strips of stickers are God's healing love. Okay? So God's healing love. What are the stickers? God's healing love. All right, you've got it. So I think we're ready to go.
Okay.
All right. Our story begins this morning with Jesus worshiping in a nearby synagogue. He was worshiping and praying to God. And while he was there, he received some of God's healing love. And after the worship service, he went with Simon to Simon's house for some Sabbath brunch. And it turns out that Simon's mother-in-law was very sick. You can have a seat right here. She was sick. So because Jesus had received some of God's healing love when he was worshiping, he was able to share God's healing love with her. Bryn, could you be a volunteer? Could you pretend to be sick for just a minute? Just pretend, just for a second. You don't want to? Genevieve, what about you? Want to be pretend? Who will be pretend to be sick? You want to be the mother-in-law? Okay, we'll let Sarah. So I'm going to hand this to you. You've just received God's healing love. You can hold it. And guess what? She got all better. She stood up and went to help make brunch. That was her way of sharing God's healing love with the people around her. So Jesus, who had eaten some of that brunch, received back some of God's healing love. And can I have it back? Well, during this Sabbath brunch, now many, many people wanted to come get healed. And that day, Jesus healed many, many people. He gave God's healing love. Now you can all pretend to be sick. Oh, he gave God's healing love. We're just pretending. Okay. And I'll have stickers for everybody. But eventually, Jesus was all out of God's healing love. Now, what was Jesus going to do? Okay. What else could he do? That's a pretty good idea. Noah said, go to heaven and get more. But that's kind of what Jesus did. He prayed. And guess what? He received even more of God's healing love. And he took that love and he traveled to many, many towns where there were more sick people and he helped cure them. So that's the story for today, and I think that's a pretty good story. I especially like the part where Jesus prayed and he got more healing love. And when Jesus gets more healing love, he's got more to share with the people around him. And guess what?
I forgive Jesus.
And we can do the same things Jesus did. We can pray to God. We can worship God. And we can receive God's healing love in prayer and from the people around us. When we do these things and receive God's healing love, we have much healing love to share. So now let's say a prayer. You can repeat after me, okay? Dear God, thank you for Jesus, who received your healing love and then shared it with others. Help us to do the same. Thank you and amen. All right, we've got some more praying to do, so stay right where you are. Okay? Excuse me just a second. So there's lots of different kinds of prayers, but usually they fall under some type of category of asking or thanking prayers. Sometimes there's something we're so joyful about, we need to thank God for it. Maybe it's our family, maybe it's a pet, maybe it's a new day. So who has something that they're thankful for that we should put up on the board? Yes, Noah, what are you thankful for?
I'm thankful for my family.
All right, family. Absolutely. Who else? Yes. House. Definitely. Place to live. Not everyone has that. Yes, Sari. For friends. Anybody else for a thankful prayer? Yes. Oh, a new, the birth, right? Would that be good to put? Birth? Okay, thankful for birth. Congregation, any thanking? Church? Anyone?
For God's healing love.
God's healing love. And I'm going to put GHL because that's what I used in my notes to myself. All right. Yes. Bryn? Say again? A thanking? Go ahead. What is it? Say again? Love. Thank you for love. All right. Sometimes we need to ask God for something. Maybe we're praying for somebody else. Charlotte, do you have an asking prayer? What is it? Thank you for mom. Okay.
I love my auntie because she's
part of your family, right? So we'll put an extra heart right there. Any other asking prayers? Anyone need to pray for anybody? Yes. Eagles win the Super Bowl, you know?
Make sure you put that in green.
In years past, when local teams have come to the brink of a big contest, I've heard clergy pray about this very carefully. They've prayed for a safe game. They've prayed for fans and players alike to have sportsmanlike conduct. Good thing I'm not clergy because I'm praying for Eagles a win. Anybody else with an asking? Yes. Say again.
A sick friend.
For wellness, right? Okay. Anybody else have an asking? One more? Okay, go ahead, Isaac. We're praying for Wentz to get better?
Yeah.
Okay.
Also,
say
he loves our history.
All right. Thank you all so much. And you can now go back to your seats with your families. Oh, let me give some more stickers out if you didn't get a sticker. Who didn't get a sticker?
I didn't.
Okay. We do have another prayer, and we'd like to ask for prayers for Koshi and his family, who Koshi's mother just passed away this past week.
We also need to pray for the Eddowes families. Steve Eddowes passed away this week as well. And the whole family is here today, this morning. So let's say a prayer. Good and gracious God, our Heavenly Father, we give you great thanks for all your blessings. We thank you for our homes and our family, our friends, and the many different ways that you bless us, giving us a beautiful place to worship, to come together for each other and for our city, our the wonderful football team that we have. We give you thanks for all that, oh God, and we pray that they do well. And also pray for our particular needs, those who are sick among us, and pray that you touch them and make them whole, give them wellness and wholeness in their life. And we pray for those people without food and other necessities and shelter, a place to stay when it is cold. And we thank you for all the facilities that we have in our town, and pray that we continue to have give the burden for us to do the volunteer work in those places. And we also, God, we pray that this evening there will be a wonderful game, and it will entertain all of us, and at the same time we pray that it will be safe, and it will be and you know our heart's desires and all that, and we pray that your presence would be with us. All this we ask, O God, in the name of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.